So this presentation is on the Saving Mothers Giving Life Birth Plan and possibly a cost-effective option for reducing maternal mortality. No disclosures. So overview of the presentation, background on the maternal and child health situation in Zambia. I won't go too much into the background on our project. Some background on Saving Mothers Giving Life and Birth Plan, which we call SMGL, our research approach, methodology, and key findings and conclusions. So here we see that there's still a high rate of maternal and infant mortality in Zambia, low use of modern family planning methods, inconsistent use of antenatal care, and high rates of home delivery or delivery by unskilled personnel, and low use of postnatal services. This is our project again. Again, it's a USAID project being led by Chemonix with support from ICF International and the Manoff Group. Our campaigns on HIV, malaria, safe motherhood, and maternal and child nutrition. Okay, so a background on SMGL. So, SMGL includes a wide range of private and public partners to create demand among pregnant women in Zambia and Uganda to use to seek facility-based deliveries, early neonatal care, and complete postpartum follow-up and family planning. And it builds on key global health and national programs. So our role in SMGL is that we implemented under our Mothers Alive campaign in four districts starting in 2012. We distributed birth plans. We collaborated with Safe Motherhood Action Groups to distribute and promote the use of the birth plans. We trained influential leaders to be change champions to mobilize communities. We also did mobile video activities using a series called Journey for to Becoming a Parent. And then we implemented several interpersonal communication activities among women, male partners, and community leaders. So the SMGL birth plan was a key part of our intervention, our implementation of SMGL. It serves as a guide for women, partners, their families, community health workers, through the various stages of pregnancy on birth planning, including antenatal care as well as postnatal care. It also provided information on danger signs of medical problems for mother and child. It uses the easy to understand and culturally appropriate illustrations to depict the guidelines. And here is a picture of the final version of the birth plan. As you can see, it's split up by the three trimesters, as also there's a column for postpartum. The first row is, you know, the important information that women need to find out and learn about to prepare for these different stages. Social support, including saving money, preparing transportation, the support that they would need from their partners and their family members. Again, the logistics go into a little bit more on the transportation and the money. Also, key guidelines for nutrition and other care, such as sleeping under treated mosquito nets. And then below, important medical information and tests that they should be getting at particular times in their pregnancy and postnatal period. Here's the back end of the birth plan. Here you see it includes danger signs for during pregnancy, childbirth, and after delivery. So danger signs such as heavy bleeding and severe headaches. And then it also includes some language on the right-hand side that talks about the purpose of the plan and recommended uses for the plan. Okay, so to assess the effectiveness of SMGL products, particularly the birth plan, we used a multi-pronged mixed methods research approach. The first one being operations research of just the birth plan, and then the second one being an evaluation of all the SMGL products and interventions. So the objectives for the operations research, we wanted to see how it was being implemented and to see how best to scale it up to a national level. We wanted to assess the acceptability, usability, and usefulness of the birth plan, identify revisions to the plan, and then the evaluation, we wanted to determine exposure and also understand perceptions of the various interventions of the campaign. In terms of the method, operations research, we did in-depth interviews with women, male partners, and implementers of the birth plan. And then for the evaluation, it was a rapid household survey with pregnant women and mothers. So some key findings. The operations research, we found that women and their partners and implementers found that it was highly useful, particularly because of the pictures. It was easy to understand and apply to their lives. It also served as a helpful guide for health workers with limited knowledge on maternal health. And it served as an opportunity to involve male partners in both the discussion of birth planning and also motivating them to prepare, such as saving money and preparing for transportation for delivery. Some improvements that suggested improvements that came out, revising how it's being implemented, so standardizing how the plan is being delivered from the health centers to the health workers and how those health workers are using the plan with women in their community. Some content changes, more suggestions for pictures, and also removing any type of medical terms or abbreviations. Translating it into local languages, so for those women and health workers who could read, could get even more detailed information on the guidelines. And laminating it to make it more durable so women could carry it around with them, bring it to their appointments, that sort of thing. Okay, so after the operations research, we went ahead and made most of those changes, and then we distributed the plans. And then after some time, we did a full evaluation. So from the plan, from the evaluation, we found very high exposure of the plan, with the majority of women recalling hearing about the plan and being able to spontaneously recall at least one topic on the plan. Also, we found that almost half of the women reported actually receiving a copy of the plan. And of those, the vast majority said that they received it from the health facility and that they received an explanation when they received it. So that speaks to the changes in the implementation. We also found that there was very favorable perceptions of the plan, that the vast majority found that it was easy to use. They found it useful, particularly when preparing for childbirth, that they followed the steps in the plan, and that almost all said they would recommend the plan to their family or a friend. We also found a good amount reported changing their behaviors as a result of the overall campaign, but the plan was really integral in all the different interventions of the campaign. So many reporting that they were now saving money, that they were attending antenatal care early, that they had delivered in a health facility or that they were planning to, and that they sought care for any danger signs, and that they had improved their diets. So when we were thinking about the great results that we saw in both the operations research and the evaluation, what does this mean for this particular tool, this product? And we thought, you know, we were looking around and we thought that it actually could be a great cost-effective option for helping to reduce maternal mortality. So we found the SMGL annual report that was produced on behalf of all the partners and all the different organizations that were implementing it. And we found that demand creation activities, which the birth plan is a part of, were just a fraction of the overall budget. And in the report, they cited that they believed that the birth plan itself contributed to a substantial increase in facility-based deliveries, as well as a decrease in institutional MMR. We also looked at some preliminary DHS data, and we found that there was a significant reduction in maternal, neonatal, and infant mortality. Now, we can't say that our program fully contributed to that, but we could be hopeful, and that could be a predictor that interventions such as these could have an impact. So considering the tremendous exposure and favorable perceptions, the changes in behavior, and also this aspect of being cost-effective, we think that the birth plan is a great option for a low cost option for with great potential of reducing maternal mortality. Have that information. I don't know it off the top of my head. We did collect that information. I know in some of the qualitative work there was actually a good amount of mothers where this wasn't their first child, and that they were learning new things from their birth plan that they didn't know before. So the Safe Motherhood Action Groups, they already have some training in maternal health, and the way that was implemented wasn't totally consistent, which was one of our findings in the operations research, but that they were training them on this is the plan, this is what's in it, this is how you ideally want to use it and promote it to women in your communities. In terms of there's some gap in terms of the evidence that we can provide for that, or that there's still problems in terms of women going to the health facilities later and there's still being complications. Well, so this started in 2012, and I mean, I think behavior change it takes time, and it's a community effort. So we believe that with continuous efforts to educate women and involve the community and explain the importance of changing these type of behaviors, complications and coming to the facilities for, you know, late in their labor and not going to antenatal care, that should continue to decrease. So it's only been, you know, it's only really been an action for, by the time this evaluation was done, maybe about a year, year and a half. Does that answer your question? A little bit. Yeah. I mean, I think with continued efforts, I mean, this shows promise. It doesn't show full impact, but I think it shows promise. Right. So that was something, and that's why. So that was something that was reported in the SMGL annual report that we did not produce, and we caveat it with, you know, they are saying this that the birth plan they believe had this huge impact on the rate of facility-based deliveries. So we don't know that for sure, and that's why I try to caveat that we think it's a promising practice. Like we wish we had a sure number or way to say, like, yes, this is the answer. But that is others who are working in the same project, in the same field, using the same tools, are having a similar, seeing a similar effect.
Any other? I have one question, quick question. You are addressing the danger sign and also helping people to have the God planning. Did you ever address delays associated in noticing the danger sign and taking them to the health center? So UNICEF's three delay models really worked well in Bangladesh and other countries. So did you ever address how to address delays?
So how to address delays? So I think that is part of the danger signs.
Okay.
And I think it's also kind of part of, you know, trying to encourage antenatal care.